88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a jet setter tax on Europe's frequent flyers could slow global warming and raise 64 billion euros a year at no extra cost to most people. That's according to a new study by a new economics foundation. Finlay Asher is an aerospace engineer and co-founder of Safe Landing, which is a campaign group made up of aviation workers pushing the industry to act in line with climate science. And he joins us this morning. Finlay, I have to say,
good morning.
I have to say to you, when I've read, you know, this suggestion, this tax on frequent flyers, etc., and you know, the people within the aviation industry who are supportive of it, and I'm put in mind of turkeys voting for Christmas. People within aviation want people to fly less. Explain.
Yeah, so my group, Safe Landing, is made up of aviation workers from across the sector. We've got pilots, cabin crew, air traffic controllers, you know, people that work in airlines and airports. We love the exploring the planet. We love flying. But what we're concerned about, that freedom to continue flying in the future, is under threat because of the emissions growth of the sector. We think we're on a really dangerous flight path and we need to set a new trajectory where we cut emissions. Now, the problem is burning fossil fuel is just too cheap at the moment. It's going to need to get more expensive. And also the alternatives, you know, the things we're really excited about, things like electric or hydrogen aircraft, those are just going to cost more. So we know there's going to be an increased cost of flying. And what this is about is having that conversation and having a conversation about how to apply those costs in a fair way.
Okay. Because there's a few things that strike me. First of all, you know, increased costs, you're right, maybe things are going to cost more, but we will be moving back towards flying and aviation and all of that, air travel becoming the preserve of the rich again. Isn't that what we're looking at?
Well, this kind of policy is explicitly trying to avoid that. So it's recognizing that actually the majority of people that use most flights, that use the most air miles today, are a very small minority, mostly high income, high emitters. If we can target that group of people and have them reduce their flying, then that will allow more budget, as it were, for the rest of society to do a more moderate amount of flying themselves.
But therefore, you are talking about tracking some people's flight diaries, basically. How would that work in effect? You know what I mean? Suppose I took 12 flights and Shane Coleman, my co-host here, took one flight. Who's going to keep a record of that so I'm going to be paying more for my flights because I've gone on lots of them?
Well, it's funny, this kind of conversation comes up and sort of concerns about privacy and personal data being tracked. But if you think about it, if you go to an airport and you get on a flight, you enter personal information, don't you? And the government will be tracking people that go through airports. You've got a unique passport number that's specific to you. So this already happens. It would need to be an additional system, but I don't think it's that complicated.
Okay, I wonder, is it that complicated? But nonetheless, maybe you were right. This will lead to, if supposing I am the 12th, I'm not, but supposing I'm the 12th flight a year person, and I stop because this is what this is designed to do, to tax me out of doing it. This will overall mean there are less flights. This will mean less jobs in aviation. That's what I kind of meant about turkeys voting for Christmas.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you think about the way, let's just think about like one aircraft that's flying across the Atlantic to the US. The way that's configured at the moment is to maximize the number of like first class premium seats, because that's where airlines make a lot of their profit margin. If you think about it, if we were to tax frequent flyers, we'd probably see less of those seats. And actually, that might mean you get more people in that aircraft because there's more economy seats. That actually also makes the aircraft more efficient. So you can then transport
this. You are giving me very much the best case scenario here, that this tax is, first of all, going to be very easy to apply. I'm not sure I agree. It's going to be very fair. I'm not sure I agree. And that despite the fact that it is designed to make some people fly less, that it's not going to affect jobs in aviation. This is a very rosy tinted sort of thing. What about people in Ireland, Ashley, because we are a tiny island. And yes, if we go on our sun holiday, we have to fly. But a lot of us have to fly for many, many other reasons in a place like Ireland, because we are small, and because we are an island, and because we are on the edge of Europe. So a lot of people fly for work. A lot of people fly for family purposes. We can't really go anywhere bar this tiny space that we live on, which is like a postage stamp, without flying, really. It's very hard on people like us, in a way that it isn't hard on people, say, who are in Germany, who can hop on a train.
Well, yeah, I mean, I live in Scotland, right? So I've got a similar concern to you. What we're saying is, the thing is, just looking at the data here, what you see is, you know, in the UK, and it's similar in Ireland and actually in other European countries, you've got roughly half the population don't fly at all in a given year. And then the next quarter of people that do, they usually take just one or two flights at most. Usually that's relatively short haul as well, you know, let's say a holiday to Spain or Italy. And that wouldn't incur a tax under this scheme. What you're aiming to do is you're aiming to target people that take four, five, six. You know, some people take 20 flights a year, and it's them that cause the bulk of emissions. So that the whole point of this is to try and do this in a fair way that targets the really frequent flyers and doesn't target the vast majority of people
Look,
that are flying
it's
relatively.
A really interesting conversation. I suspect our listeners will be very interested in it. And thank you very much for joining us on this morning. That is Finlay Asher there, aerospace engineer and co-founder of Safe Landing, a campaign group of aviation workers pushing for aviation to move in the direction supportive of climate change. Let us know what you think out there this morning. I'd love to hear from you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.